The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This morning at about probably 3:20, I rolled over and I said, "What is that awful light in my window?" It was the supermoon peeping in, and I was awake. So way to go, Jesus. You were right about that. Keep awake. It's a very funny and odd bidding, you know. How can we sleep these days? Was there so much turmoil happening in our lives and in this world? In the streets here in Winston-Salem, perhaps even in our own homes and families, in the neighboring towns in Cuba, North Korea, Alabama, and so many other places all over the world, I'm having a hard time sleeping. Are you? Keep awake. It's a funny and odd bidding. How can we sleep these days knowing that many of our neighbors experience food insecurity or are unable to afford heating bills or medication, who face addiction and the high cost of addiction day in and day out? I'm not sleeping. Are you? Keep awake. What a funny and odd bidding. How can we sleep these days while our Muslim brothers and sisters are terrorized in their own houses of worship? When our own leader seems to be fanning the flames of unrest on a daily basis? When we are experiencing a reckoning of sexual violence, harassment, and assault that women have been dealing with since the dawn of age and are finally finding their voice to speak out and have their story heard. In their rage and in their anger and hopefully in their healing, I'm not sleeping. Are you? Keep awake. Especially if you are a woman or a child. Children now are being taught how to respond at school just in case there happens to be a mass shooting at their place of education. And some churches feel that they have a need now to protect themselves, not with the armor of light or the shield for the joyous, but with handguns and assault rifles. And don't even get me started if this impending tax bill goes through. Don't even get me started. How are we supposed to sleep in the midst of this? I'm not sleeping. I'm frightened, and I'm shaking my head in awe, and I'm wondering, where is God in this world at this time? And some evenings, I just want to turn the news off. Believe it or not, Barbie, that's the truth. And just pretend that everything's okay. That we truly do live in a post-racial society where we truly do treat everyone with love and respect and dignity, no matter what they wear or whom they love or where they're from or how much money is in their bank account or what color is their skin or the tone of their accent. What they do for a living. Some mornings, I just want to read the comics and my horoscope in the paper and forget about all the other articles that are there in neat and orderly columns. And some afternoons, I just want to believe that the story I'm being told by a person in need is the last time they will ever have to tell that story. And I long for a night that is filled with good sleep. Good, deep sleep that allows one to wake up feeling refreshed and hopeful, but in the meantime, I'm not sleeping. But just because I'm not sleeping doesn't mean that I'm actually awake either. There are those days when I just go through the motions, you know, where the world has grinded me down to a point where I can't muster the heart to care, or the mind to pray, or the soul to hope. And that's not really being awake either. I might not be sleeping, but I'm certainly not awake. I'm living in the shadows that these great horrors and tragedies cast on the streets that we walk on and live on, work on and read about, rail in anger on, and sometimes even openly pray for the peace that passes all understanding to spread across and down and up these streets. O come, Emmanuel, God with us. A favorite hymn, a pertinent hymn, especially in this day and time. Come, Lord Jesus, come and stay with us, be with us, help shift these shadows into light. A light so bright that awakens in us hope, and peace, and love, and grace, and helps us remember who we are and whose we are, even at 3:20 in the morning through our windows. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We do not know when, and we do not know the hour, we do not know the day. But all I know is that it feels like there is great suffering happening now. It feels like we're living in the darkest of days. It feels like even at night, the moon gives very little light, well, except for last night, but we are divided, and we are drawing lines in the sand, and we're gnashing our teeth, and we are weeping, and we're already out there in that outer darkness, and we need the Christ child now more than ever. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear.
This is the time and this is the place where our world and our faith intersect. Here in worship, here in our scripture readings, here in the prayers of the people, here around this table, here in the passing of the peace, here and now. And yes, this world is broken. And we too are broken. And we are sinful and we need to repent and ask for forgiveness. Yes, even in our own ways, we have contributed to this darkness and brokenness. But the grace in that is that our story doesn't let us stay there. Our journey doesn't end in the street, in the dark, in the sorrowful night. We may not know the hour or the day, but by God we know and we believe that Christ will come again. And suddenly, just like that, in those four words, the weight of darkness shifts. Shadows retreat, light creeps in into the darkest corners of our hearts, and there is a familiar feeling of hope slipping into the soul, stirring within us to a deeper understanding that this is not it. This is not all there is to our life. There's more. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Hear the words in Paul's letter today. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We have been strengthened through Christ. We have been given the gifts through God, and we are encouraged to take our strength and our gifts and use all that we have to shine our light in this dark, dark world. Shine the light of hope and the light of Christ in our lives, in our hearts, in our homes, in this place of worship, so that others may see this light and know that darkness has been and will continue to be overcome by the promise of Christ. God has given us strength so that we can carry on doing the work that we are each called to do, to continue to love our neighbor as ourselves and to honor God by using the gifts God gives us to be God's hands and feet in this broken and dark world. The ongoing wars and conflicts, discomfort and dis-ease around our beautiful planet lets me know that while we are waiting for Christ, there is still work to be done. The calling of our representatives to let our voices be heard lets me know that while I am waiting for Christ, there is still work to be done. The fact that the tree in our parish hall is filled with gift tags and branches and underneath stuffed full of gifts lets me know that there is work still to be done through the gifts you have and through your commitment to this parish, using your time, talent, and treasure. You are saying, yes, I agree. There is still work to be done, and I'm here to help. I'm here to offer what I can. I'm here to walk through this season of darkness into the light, and I'm here to remind you that you are not alone and that you are not asleep, that we are waking up, watching and waiting for Christ. Our pledge of time, presence, and money help make the dream possible. People are hungry and cold and homeless. They are suffering great injustices. And I know that while I am waiting on Christ to come again, there is work to be done. We have the strength that God has given us, and we are not lacking in any spiritual gift to both wait with hope on the coming of Christ and to work with love in the streets outside our homes, our places of work, and our church. The world is trying hard to grind us down and to rip from us the hope we carry in our hearts like a thief in the night. Keep awake, be steadfast, and be light. We are not sleeping. We are awake and waiting, and we are working. We are giving of ourselves, of our answering the world's cry with our strengths and abilities and our spiritual gifts, financial pledges. We are answering the cry with all that we are and with all that we have, remembering who we are and whose we are. There is hope here at St. Anne's. There is life here at St. Anne's. And there is a promise of a new day, a new dawn, a new way of life through Jesus Christ. And my friends, my brothers and sisters, keep awake. There's more to come. Amen. Amen.